Stay tuned right now for those two characters and many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray. Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Is just about rolled to a close, and wrapping up five more days of successful programs, and of course you're responsible for that success, ladies and gentlemen.
How is that, Bob?
Well, by their loyalty and by subscribing to the products we talk about.
Okay, I'll accept that. Then you are responsible, and we're all very indebted to you all. Whoever you may be. Right now, though, rather than stay here for 15 minutes and thank you,
I just had a card from Wilbur Conley, the young squirt who works for us. It says we have a celebrity in our midst tonight.
Oh, well.
Happy surprise, and I would like, if possible, for the very lovely Sid Charisse to stand and take a little applause, please. Yes.
Hi, I'd come up, but I ain't shaved.
I thought Sid Charisse.
No, I work all day, and I come over here. I'll shave in the morning.
Well, what are you standing for, sir? Our card stated
That's
that
Sid Charisse, thank you.
Yes, but I. Please. Oh, you're Sid. I.
Sidney Al Charisse.
I see. Well, that's a mistake, sir. We thought it was the very.
Like to meet my lovely wife, Tony.
No, I don't believe so. We don't have too much time. As long as you're not the celebrity, we.
She ain't shaved either.
Yeah. We won't go into that right at the moment. We'll instead get along with our very famous show. But thanks for helping us out.
That's okay. I get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bob, here comes Joey Belknap, the enterprising song slugger.
This time he's dressed in the uniform of a four-star Air Force general. Boy, he'll do anything to attract the attention of music publishers, won't he?
All right. I like this outfit I'm wearing.
Very nice, Joey. Were you wearing it when you made the rounds at Tin Pan Alley today?
That's right. And you should see the way people sat up and took notice of me. It was fabulous.
I imagine. Joey, you know, of course, that you're going to be arrested for impersonating an officer.
I know that. I discussed it with my lawyer before I rented this uniform. He told me that. And he also said that in view of the way things have been going for me lately, it was worth the risk.
Are you still trying to get in to see Waxy Monroe, President?
Yeah, I'm pushing a new song.
Well, if it's as good as the others you told us about, you should have no trouble. And
this song is even better than that old Dorothy L'Amour thing, The Moon of Monocora, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although it has somewhat the same feeling and sculpt.
Real prestige song, is that
it? Yeah, it's a real sleeper. It's going to catch a lot of people in the business off balance, if and when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure once Waxy Monroe hears a song, you're really golfing, you know?
Well, then you didn't get to see him today, despite the uniform.
I missed him by, look, this much. And the funny thing is, if it hadn't been for this uniform, I'd have made it. I had a 3 o'clock appointment with him, see? And
how did you get an appointment with a man as busy as Waxy Monroe? That's the...
Well, I called him about 7 months ago, and I told him I was Field Marshal Montgomery, and that I'd like to pass the time of day with him.
Uh-huh.
And he went for a look, sign, and finger.
Yeah, but see, you're wearing a U.S. Air Force uniform, Joey. Even if you had seen Waxy, how long do you think it would have taken him to notice a thing like that?
Oh, Waxy Monroe never looks at anybody when he talks. He just watches himself filing his nails, that's all.
Well, how come he didn't make it to his office then?
Well, about a block away from the music building, an old lady stopped me on the street and congratulated me for being a four-star general.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was a nice thing to be.
Uh-huh.
Then she told me she was able to sleep much better knowing we were on the job.
Good.
Then she fell asleep right there on the sidewalk.
Well, it's probably her way of being complimentary, don't you think?
Maybe. But she was being stepped on by pedestrians and everything, so I dragged her off the street into a cigar store.
And all this while Mr. Waxy Monroe was waiting for
her. And then, just as I was about to leave, this guy walks up to me and says, thanks a lot for bickering with the Army and the Navy over who owns which rocket. And then he belted me one. I must have been out for 2 hours.
Well, I bet Waxy Monroe thinks he was stood up by Field Marshal Montgomery. That's
probably. I were Field Marshal Montgomery, I'd stay away from the music building for a long time to come, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Wacky Monroe must be burning up.
Well, Joey Belknap, it was good having you here again. Lots of luck to you, and I hope that you do get to see Wacky Monroe in the year 1960.
Thank you.
Good luck. We'll be looking for your song. What's yours truly, Johnny Dollar, up to this Sunday?
I understand you'll be shadowing a mobster named Boom Boom Liggett. Boom Boom is heavily insured. Before it leaks out, he's the number one public enemy.
Now, does that seem likely to you?
Sloppy underwriting. Anyhow, Boom Boom's beneficiary is La La Latour. And this is known to Walla Walla Wabash, who loves La La for Boom Boom's insurance money. Now, that's where Johnny Dollar comes in.
He loves La La for herself alone.
No, Dollar has to keep Walla Walla from going bang bang to Boom Boom so La La can collect the moolah. And Walla Walla can then marry Lala.
You have this written down someplace?
No, he gave it to me on the phone.
Really?
Yeah, it went something like that, anyway.
How much like that?
Not much, I suppose, but I think I improved it with those names.
I don't know. I think what they wanted us to say was simply that Johnny Dollar will be here Sunday along with Suspense, Gunsmoke, and Have Gun Will Travel.
Probably.
Welcome to One Shot, the show that provides an on-stage audience seated on the floor to urge on a person no one ever listens to at a party. And now, if our One Shot guest will step over here and say hello.
Where do I stand? Over here?
No, you sit right in that armchair, one of all the people sitting on the floor in front of it.
Oh.
That's fine. There you are.
What do I do now? When do I start getting urged on?
Well, just tell the group your name, sir, please.
Okay. My name is Rex Jeffries.
Oh, hey. Oh, that's a nice name.
Wonderful.
Oh, this guy's great. Go on, Mr. Jeffries. Look at the support you're getting.
Well, I enjoyed it. So what do I do now?
Well, tell the group a favorite story of yours, or even a, you know, an incident that happened. Something you haven't been able to tell folks before because of a lack of interest on their part.
But if I start saying something, how do I know these people won't leave?
Oh, they never do. Here on One Shot. Go on, Mr. Jeffries.
Well, if it's guaranteed they'll stay, what have I got to lose?
That's right, Mr. Jeffries. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm about to tell is a true-to-life story.
Hey, oh, I boy. Have a true-to-life story in a long time. Wow. Guys,
yeah, let's hear it.
Great. Now, aren't they encouraging, Mr. Jeffries?
Almost like a clack. At any rate, this true incident happened to me last year. I went into this haberdashery store to buy a tie. Anyhow, when I opened the door to the shop, it set some bells off.
Hey, I've had that happen to me many times.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, sometimes.
Wonderful story, Tom.
Well, the clerk came out from the back of the store and asked me what article of clothing I was interested in. I told him I was interested in a tie.
Hey, quick.
Oh, yeah.
It gets better all the time.
Boy, that's where I came.
Boy, big girl.
Well, why'd you stop, Mr. Jeffries?
I was just soaking up the admiration from these people.
Uh-huh.
Well, as soon as the clerk knew I was interested in a tie, he started to look for one that might suit my sallow complexion.
Mm.
And he happened to know of a certain tie that would suit my sallow complexion, but it was in a box on the highest shelf in the store.
Doesn't it always happen that way?
Yeah, it's happened to me.
Well, the clerk told me he didn't feel like climbing up to the highest shelf in the store to sell me a single tie. He told me that if I were interested in two ties, he might climb up and get them.
But you were only interested in one tie, is that it, Mr. Jeffers?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, just as I was leaving, another man entered the store. He had the same exact complexion as I had. Well, wouldn't you know it,
This man was interested in a tie that would suit his sallow complexion,
oh,
too.
Oh, I think I know what's coming.
Oh, he's a good story.
And the clerk had to climb up to the top shelf, after all, to get two ties for two people with sallow complexion.
Hey, that's a phenomenal guy.
Boy,
I haven't heard any students answer. I don't want
to put you through the ringer, does he?
Mr. Jeffries, you were just fine.
Yeah. Can I tell another story?
Well, I don't see why not.
No,
Mr. Jeffries.
You said he's just one. Look, I'll faint if I have to listen to another one
why?
From this guy.
Well, I've just glanced up at the one-shot clock, and we seem to have run out of time. But thank you for being our guest here in One Shot, Mr. Jeffries. It was a pleasure having you with us.
Here's Hollywood star, Mark Lemon.
Who feels like acting with a miserable cold? I relieve cold distress the fast way, with four-way cold tablets.
Yes, tests of all the leading health tablets prove four-way fastest acting. Amazing four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains and headaches, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also when it comes to irregularity.
When a cold strikes, do what I do. Take four-way cold tablets. It's the fast way to relieve nasty cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Are you going to introduce me, Lotte?
We'll continue with our program in a moment. I heard about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Thank you very much. Have you had dandruff
for years?
Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes
with Fitch.
Gray jelly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch to all wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. And every trace of dandruff is down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch. Embarrassing dandruff gone. And Fitch also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
I think maybe since we've got just about a minute here, we could offer one or two more of our audience. We started off with rather an unhappy note. Wrong Sid Chalice.
Want me to get it?
No, I thought maybe somebody else would be interesting to chat with. How about this gentleman over here? He's been very quiet. He's been smiling pleasantly, and look as if all in all you've enjoyed yourself here. Were you standing out in the cold and lying very long before you...
Yes, that's the only reason I smiled and didn't get far.
Speak up a little, will you, please?
The only reason I smiled and didn't get far is I'm waiting for my new teeth.
Oh, I see. You're having dental trouble, is that right?
Yes.
Unfortunate, and I can sympathize with you, sir.
I was masquerading as a madman, and somebody thanked me for not getting together on missiles.
Now, we had a fellow here that was masquerading as a four-star general yesterday, and the same thing happened to him.
Yeah, I thought they were my baby teeth, and I'd get some more, but then I said no.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, sir?
49.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Could you tell us your line of work, besides being a phony admiral?
Gray surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always work in that field these days.
Family up for room.
Well, I'm glad you are, too, and...
How about a round of applause for him, Bob? One of the great...
Well, if the audience feels like it.
You feel like it? Pretty good.
Some of them do. A few of them.
Well, we'll be back with kudos for our great show in just 10 seconds.
Director the Collin, our assistants, Curdy Ayers, Joe Cadibo, Cyril Torcher, and Joe Alonzo.
Guess that covers everybody. Until Monday, have a nice weekend. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Twice as smooth as he is rough, yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Sunday on the CBS Radio Network.